Because when Irish eyes are smiling, the whole world smiles along too, don't you know?
Are you going to sing that
song? When Irish eyes are smiling.
Please don't. Please don't sing. Please don't sing. And welcome to another episode of Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. I'm Craig.
And I'm Reza.
And if you are a new listener, if this is your first time here, welcome. This is a podcast that will help you improve your English and take it to the next level. We'll help you grow your grammar, vocalize your vocabulary, and perfect your pronunciation. This is episode 57 of Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. And in this episode, adverbs of frequency. So let's start with some listener feedback. Hello, my friends. I am from Argentina, and of course you are my friends because you travel in my car every day when I go to my work. 15 minutes each time. I think that's each way. Or 15 minutes there.
Each way, there and back. Each
there
way.
And back. 15 minutes there and back. 4 times a day. I really like you and I enjoy your podcasts. I listen to them again and again. I've got them on my MP3 player and I laugh with your laughings.
Whoa, with our laughings? You laugh with our laughter.
With our laughter. Or I laugh when you laugh. I laugh when you laugh. Or I laugh aloud with you. How do you say aloud in Spanish?
En voz alta.
En voz alta. Aloud. I laugh aloud with you.
And tell me, do you smile when I smile? Because when Irish eyes are smiling, the whole world smiles along too, don't you know?
Are you going to sing that
song? When Irish eyes are smiling.
Please don't. Please don't sing. Please don't sing. I'm trying to listen and listen. And listen, because it's very difficult for me to understand conversations. I read English good enough.
Well enough.
Well enough, or quite well, perhaps. I read English quite well. And my interest is for travelling to other countries. Please correct this, and I send a big hug to both of you.
Thank you.
Well, I think we've corrected most things. There was also the same mistake. I listen them again and again should be I listen to them, okay? And I read English well enough, or I read English quite well. Apart from that, very, very good. We have a question from Pal from my first certificate class, the question king. Hello, Pal. Pal says, you look very much happier today, David. Is this correct? I'm telling you that. It should be, I'm asking you this, because I found that it's possible to use very much with the comparative, but I don't see the particle than anywhere, so I'm a bit confused. Did you understand that, Reza?
Yes, but
you look very much happier today. I think he's asking, is it correct, and why isn't it you look happier than something?
Well, you look very much happier today is correct, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, yeah. It is.
And you don't have to use than, because you are not stating what you're comparing it to.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Spain is bigger than England. Bigger than what? Than England.
Mm-hmm.
If I say the two objects or things being compared, Spain and England, then I put than in the middle. But you look very much happier today. No than, because I didn't say than what.
Exactly. I can say, for example, Reza, you look much thinner. Más delgado.
Correct.
You look much thinner. I'm not comparing you to another person or to before, but I'm just saying you look much thinner than normal. I think that's understood. Much thinner than before, or much thinner than you usually do. Yeah. Our second piece of feedback is from Mamin, who is our second Patreon sponsor. So here's Mamin from
the Pyrenees.
The Pyrenees.
The mountains.
Hi, Greg. Hi, Reza. I've just finished my writing and reading and listening exam, and I am very happy. And I'm just being a patron, so I hope everybody do the same as me. Kisses.
So thank you, Mamin. It's really, really wonderful to hear from you again and to hear that you're our second patron.
Thank you very much, Mamin. I take my hat off to you for your message. Or should I say, I take my beret, my bawina, off to you as you were in the mountains. But permit me to make a little correction. You should have said, I have just become a patron. I think you said, I am being, but it cannot be present continuous. And also because it's something which has just started, you have become, for the first time, you have become a patron. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate it. So if you'd like to know exactly what a patron is, go to patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Inglés Podcast. And Mamin is our second sponsor. Our first sponsor was a good friend, Corey, from the podcast Ivy Envy, which is a podcast Corey does about the Chicago Cubs baseball team. So if you're interested in American baseball or you like Chicago and you want to hear what Corey has to say, you can find his podcast at IvyEnvy, IvyEnvy.com. And also, Corey has many YouTube videos which you might find useful if you're looking for a job. He's created videos to help people leaving college, going for interviews, searching for work, speaking to future employers. So I think if you're in the job market and looking for work, I think you'd find his videos very useful. And you can find those on YouTube. Search for Corey Finneran. That's CoreyFinneran.
Craig, have you ever been to the Windy City?
I have been to Chicago. Do you know why they call it the Windy City?
There's a lot of wind there?
That's what I thought. It's not because it's windy. It's because when Chicago and New York were growing up years ago, building skyscrapers, competing with each other, a lot of the politicians in Chicago started speaking about how fantastic Chicago is, how wonderful Chicago is. So they said, the people from New York said they were full of wind. So the Windy City is because of the wind in the politicians.
I see. I had no idea.
I didn't know either.
Interesting.
So moving on to our grammar section, in this episode, we're looking at adverbs of frequency. Let me test you, Reza. I'm going to give you some adverbs of frequency in Spanish. Tell me the English equivalent, if you can. Siempre.
Always.
Casi siempre.
Almost always.
Normalmente.
Usually or normally.
A menudo.
Often or often? I say often. I pronounce the T, but I know you don't.
I say often.
Yeah, you don't pronounce the T, but I do. I say often.
I often say often. A veces or a veces.
Sometimes.
Raramente.
Raramente.
What did I say?
Did you say realmente or raramente?
Raramente.
Rarely.
Casi nunca.
Hardly ever.
Ooh, very good. And finally, nunca.
Never.
Never say never. Excellent. Very good. Remember, we usually put adverbs of frequency before the main verb, justo antes del verbo principal. For example, I usually get up at 8. Usualmente me levanto a las 8. And this is also true if there is an auxiliary verb. For example, with have. I have often thought of emigrating. He pensado muchas veces en emigrar.
To Disneyland?
To Disneyland to see Mickey Mouse. Reza, what happens when there is the verb to be with adverbs of frequency?
What happens with the verb to be? Well, Craig, it usually goes after the verb, or it is usually after the verb.
Exactly.
It usually goes, or it is usually. You notice the difference?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Después del verbo to be. For example, Reza is never late.
Never.
Reza.
Reza. Well, hardly ever.
Reza nunca llega tarde.
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever late. So the verb is obviously the verb to be, adverb of frequency, after the verb.
Hardly ever. Can I add one to our list? Hardly ever, or, well, I am occasionally late.
Occasionally. Occasionally. Sometimes, which is an adverb of frequency, sometimes adverbs of frequency can be put at the beginning or at the end.
Like what you just did.
Exactly. En posición final or inicial. For example, normally I get up at 8. Or I get up at 8 normally.
Or sometimes adverbs of frequency go at the beginning of a sentence.
For example, sometimes they do. Sometimes they
do. Or they go at the beginning of a sentence sometimes. Or they go at the end of a sentence sometimes.
Reza, let me test you on other expressions of frequency, but wait a second or two so that listeners can try to say the English before you do. Una vez a la semana.
Once a week.
Dos veces al día.
Twice a day.
Tres o cuatro veces al mes.
3 or 4 times a month.
Todos los viernes.
Every Friday.
Cada 2 horas.
Every 2 hours.
Todos los días.
Every day.
Reza, how often do you go back to Belfast?
3 or 4 times a year.
Really?
Mm-hmm. How often do you visit your family in Moreira?
About twice a month. Yeah, it depends. Usually every 2 weeks, twice a month. Mm-hmm. How often do you have a fried English breakfast? Or a fried Irish breakfast?
I hardly ever have one these days.
No, me neither. These days I hardly ever have fried food. How often do you drink Guinness?
I often drink Guinness when I'm in Ireland, but I almost never drink it. Almost never means the same as hardly ever. I almost never drink it when I'm in Spain.
Is that because it doesn't taste as good?
Yeah. It doesn't taste as good.
It's not the same from a can, is it?
Not the
or
same
a bottle.
From a can.
No.
And also the weather. Guinness is not the ideal drink on a hot day.
Because it's not typically cold like lager.
Exactly.
How often do you speak Valencian?
Raramente.
Rarely.
Tres vegades al año. Per año. Is that?
Don't ask me.
Tres vegades per año?
I'm the last person you want to ask how to speak Valencian.
3 times a year? Rarely.
Not much. How often do you watch football?
Very rarely. Mm-hmm. I only really watch important finals of national teams. You don't watch much football either, do you?
No, not these days. Sometimes I watch football in the gym. If it's on the TV, I can see the screen in the gym, I'll watch it, but not often. How often do you go to bed before 11 p.m?
Not often.
Once a week?
About that, yes.
How often do you wear socks with sandals?
No, never. In the past, maybe once or twice, when I was in Britain or Ireland, where it's perfectly acceptable. But in Spain, it is social suicide to wear socks and sandals.
Look, there's a giddy wearing socks and sandals. He must be English or Irish.
Could be English, Irish, or Germans. I believe Germans do as well.
They do. Regularly. How often, Reza, do you swear? Now, swear is decir palabrotas or soltar tacos. How often do you swear?
Joder, no sé. I'm sorry. No, ask me again. That's stupid.
How often? Shall I edit that out?
I'll might get an X.
I'll remove that in post. How often do you swear?
I occasionally swear when I feel very stressed. How about you, Craig?
I swear fairly regularly. I swear quite often. I think I swear probably once a day, twice a day. Usually.
What type of things cause you to swear?
Things on the computer that don't go right, things that bother me, people, all the things that we complain about in our weekly wind-ups make me swear. How often do you record a podcast?
About once a fortnight, would you say?
Probably, yeah, once every 2 or 3 weeks.
As you've explained to the listeners before, we normally record 2 or 3 at the same time.
Like we're doing today.
Yeah.
How often do you get your hair cut?
About once every 3 months.
What does your hairdresser do for a living?
Oh, that was below the belt. That was below the belt.
That was above the neck.
Above the neck, yes. Ooh.
Moving on to our...
He's not bad for a blind hairdresser, is he?
Moving on to our vocabulary section, you might have noticed that occasionally there are two words in English joined together with and. And the order of these words is a very strong collocation, and it's usually fixed. For example, fish and chips. No se dice chips and fish. So the order of the words is a very strong fixed collocation. Here are some more examples, and then I'll ask Reza if he can think of any. Neat and tidy. You don't say tidy and neat, you say neat and tidy. My room or my office is very neat and tidy. Pros and cons. Advantages and disadvantages. Gin and tonic.
Yeah, gin and tonic. In Spanish, they say gin tonic, don't
they? That's right, yeah.
But in English, you must say the word and.
Yeah, gin and tonic. But it's not, you don't really hear the and. Let's look at some pronunciation here. It's more of a So it's ginnin.
But
ginnin,
it's written.
But it's written gin and tonic. It's pronounced gin and tonic.
Like rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Okay, let's rock and roll with some more. Trial and error. Peace and quiet. I love going out to the country for some peace and quiet. Toast and marmalade. You don't say marmalade and toast usually. Stocks and shares. You don't say shares and stocks. Black and white. It's a black and white photograph.
Which is exactly the opposite of Spanish. In Spanish, you say blanco y negro. Always.
It's true. Blanco y negro.
Opposite order.
Yeah. So you wouldn't in Spanish say negro y blanco.
Never.
Yeah?
Never.
Interesting.
That's their collocation.
Interesting. Thunder and lightning.
Which is completely illogical.
Why?
Because the lightning happens first.
It does. You're right. It should be lightning and thunder, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
What do they say in Spanish? Truenos?
They don't have a collocation.
Okay.
It's not a typical collocation. Mm-hmm. But in English, thunder and lightning, which is trueno y relámpago, is the order. But of course, the relámpago, the lightning, happens first. Mm-hmm. But we mention the thunder, the trueno, first in the collocation, which is completely illogical.
That makes a change, something in English being illogical. Ladies and gentlemen is another one. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Life and death.
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry, can I just go back? Ladies and gentlemen, yes, because, of course, you have to be chivalrous and mention ladies first. Yet, boys and girls.
Yes.
Not girls and
not
boys.
Not girls and boys.
Boys come before girls, but ladies come before gentlemen.
That's
curiously.
True, that's true, that's
quite
true.
Often you will hear someone addressing everyone by saying, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Yeah.
It's curious, isn't it?
That is strange. Life and death. It's a matter of life and death. And right and wrong. Can you think of any more?
Black and blue.
Black and blue.
What does that mean?
I played a game of football. It was very competitive. It was very rough and violent. At the end of the game, my body was black and blue. So
covered in bruises, contusions, bruises.
Bruises in what are
contusiones. Morados.
Morados. Yeah. When your skin changes colour when you hit it, that's a bruise.
Thick and thin?
Thick and thin.
Craig and I will do these podcasts together through thick and thin.
Through the good times and the bad times. Exactly.
Okay. In sickness and in health?
In sickness and in health.
Craig, this is not a proposal, by the way. I just at a wedding ceremony, the traditional thing to say is, do you promise to honour and obey your husband and wife in sickness and in health?
For better or for worse?
Until death...
Do us part.
And you say, I do.
You wouldn't say for worse and for better. You'd say for better and for worse.
In sickness and in health. Mm-hmm.
Moving on to our weekly wind-ups. And this is the part of the show that we speak about things that annoy us, things that irritate and bother us. That would be in Spanish, fastidiar, disgustar o molestar. Reza, this week's weekly wind-up.
Can I demonstrate what it is using you as my victim?
Yes, but bear in mind this is an audio podcast.
But can I demonstrate using you as my victim?
Yes,
you can. What time is it, Craig?
You're interrupting
me. What time is it, Craig?
Can I just...
But you didn't happen to tell me the time.
Ah, this is your wind-up.
Well, yes.
People who don't let you finish a sentence.
Well, yes and no, not quite. People who ask you a question and then don't listen to your answer.
Sorry, what did you say? Yeah, that's really annoying.
You get asked a question and they don't give you enough time to answer.
But that's interesting because that also connects to the idea of turn-taking in conversations, where if you go to the north of Europe, to the UK, Scandinavia, people are very conscious and aware or consciente of turn-taking. So somebody will speak, then another person will speak. They will wait often until you finish, and then they will start to speak. That doesn't happen so much in Mediterranean countries like the south of Italy, Spain and Greece. People speak over the top of other people, and I must say that does wind me up. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Speaking over somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So people don't even wait sometimes for answers to their own questions. They ask someone a question and the other person attempts to answer the question, but they won't even let them, which to me just seems completely ridiculous. You can't achieve anything.
And I noticed that in meetings sometimes. I've been in some meetings with Spanish people who tend to speak three or four people at the same time. And it's very difficult to follow the conversation, and it's very difficult to notice somebody's opinion. Mm-hmm. What's their opinion? If everybody's speaking together, you really aren't listening to what the other person's saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now tell me, Craig, you've travelled around South America quite a bit, or Latin America. Would you say it's something similar there to Spain or?
It's difficult to say because obviously when you're a tourist, you're not having deep conversations with people about important topics. You're not negotiating business. So you're a tourist. You know, you're asking directions. You're ordering in a restaurant. I don't really want to. My suspicion, my thought is that, especially in Argentina, they do wait more to hear the person's opinion before answering. There isn't so much talking on top of somebody else. But I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. What do you think?
I don't know. I haven't travelled around South America much at all. Mm-hmm. I can't say. Well, tell me, Craig, what's your weekly wind-up?
Well, my weekly wind-up this week, the number of messages and alerts and things you have to deal with on apps like Facebook, Google, Twitter, LinkedIn. There are so many social platforms now, so much traffic and noise on the internet. There's always that small red number in a little circle on the phone saying that you have to do something, you have to answer something, you have to look at a comment, you have to reply. So it's very stressful. I find it very stressful. And whenever I go there and I clear it, 5 seconds later, there's another number. There's another message that's come in. And as the years pass, I notice there's more and more of this internet noise and traffic that's really starting to bother me. But maybe it's my age. Maybe I'm just getting old.
I don't know. But Craig, I sympathize. In fact, with WhatsApp, I discovered a great function recently, mute. Do you know about that?
Yes.
For WhatsApp groups. Because if you stupidly, as I have, get into WhatsApp groups with like 90 people in them, you can get about 120 messages a day. And almost none of them are of any relevance to you. And I discovered this button, mute, so that for a week it doesn't make any sound and it only tells me after a week if I want to look. What a great idea.
How many social networks are you involved in? Are you signed up with?
Only WhatsApp.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you on Facebook?
Nope.
Twitter?
Nope.
LinkedIn?
Yes. I'm in LinkedIn. I keep forgetting I'm in LinkedIn because I hardly ever use it, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I joined up a few years ago, but I keep forgetting that I'm on it, to be honest. Literally a year passes and I don't look at it a single time, which is not good, is it?
But you're very lucky. You're not connected to many, so you don't have that problem. Yeah.
But I will, listeners, answer emails if you email me.
Which reminds me, if you want to send us an email, you can reach Reza at... BelfastReza@gmail.com, and you can reach me at Craig@inglespodcast.com. So send us an email or a sound file with a comment. You can also leave us a voice message on our webpage at inglespodcast.com, and you can sign up to our email list at the same website, inglespodcast.com. Don't forget to visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/inglespodcast, and thank you very much to all of you for your support and for listening to us on another Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. Until next episode, it's goodbye from me,
and it's over and out from me.
Goodbye. The music in this podcast is by Pitts. The track is called See You Later.